You're listening to SBS News.
With the World Health Organization warning we are fast running out of antibiotics that still work, the findings by University of York researchers in the United Kingdom have sounded an alarm around the globe. Water levels were taken from dozens of world rivers, with the highest levels of antibiotic pollution found in the Asian subcontinent and in Africa and South America. A river in Bangladesh recorded levels 300 times higher than is considered safe. One of the report's authors, Dr. John Wilkinson, has told the BBC the study is the first to really identify where the key areas are when it comes to antibiotic environmental exposure.
The Palestinian West Bank, the Nairobi River in Kenya, places in Bangladesh. And these really, what ties these together, we think, are really the way that waste is disposed of. You know, in the UK, for example, we have, you know, very complex and expensive sewage treatment networks that, while they're not designed really to break down pharmaceuticals, other parts of the world, you might not have this sort of infrastructure, and you can get sort of direct discharge of sewage. Person takes a pill, ends up going through us and into the sewage network.
The danger is the more bacteria is exposed to antibiotics, the more it can become resistant to them. Queensland infectious diseases expert Dr. Trent Yarwood warns we could end up with a far higher amount of resistant bacteria in the environment.
The bugs that are susceptible to those antibiotics get killed, but the ones that are resistant to them survive, and then they can go on to replace. And so overall, you end up with a much larger proportion of the bacteria in the environment that are resistant to the antibiotics that we use. And obviously, the ones that are making their way into the water supply are the ones that people are taking. So they're those sort of human use antibiotics, if you like. And then if people have an injury, say, you know, if they come off their motorbike and end up, falling down into a muddy ditch, or if they, you know, they jump into a creek and get an injury from something under the water, and then those bugs that live in the water are ones that are more antibiotic resistant, then it increases the likelihood that when people go and see their doctor to get treatment, that the antibiotics that they get put on initially are less likely to work.
Environmental engineer Professor Stuart Curran from the University of New South Wales has told SBS it's one of the biggest threats to global public health.
And there are many unknowns in terms of how we're going to be able to deal with it. Bacteria are developing resistance faster than we can develop new drugs to combat them. And the concern is that we might go back to the very bad old days when large number of people die from bacterial infections, which are currently easily treatable.
He says it will require a major rethink, not just in how doctors prescribe antibiotics, but also how water treatment plants work.
The water industry is discharging antibiotics via treated sewage effluents into the riverine environment, then we need to look very closely at our sewage treatment plants and how effective those sewage treatment plants are, and potentially be working a lot harder to try and remove trace concentrations of some of these chemicals which may cause serious environmental implications.
Dr. John Wilkinson says it's already having an impact on patient care.
There are antibiotics now that we don't generally use so much because we're seeing the level of resistance for the type of pathogens that we use those antibiotics to eliminate in our bodies becoming resistant to them. The concern, at least, is that we may run out of really usable antimicrobial medications.
A worrying brave new world when it comes to the future of healthcare. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.